Well, I told you I'd be back. Don't you know what night it is? Tonight, my friends, it's Halloween to most of you. But for me, no. Tonight for me, it's something else entirely. You let me in before. You were told who and what I was, and you let me in anyways. You brought me here. You called me back. And now here it is. The night when the veil between us and the darker things in life is thinner than ever. And I heard you. And I'm here. And I want you. So, sit back. Close your eyes. And reach out to me. Feel me in the shadows all around you. Because I'm hungry. I need to be fed. It's been a long and tiring week. I've been through so much, and ordinarily I would hold myself back. Ordinarily, I would do everything in my power to hide who and what I was. But I can't do that tonight. Not tonight. Tonight's Halloween, my darlings. Tonight, you have my full attention. Tonight, you won't have to convince me to let you touch me. Tonight, I'm going to reach out and touch you. So sit back. And close your eyes. Because I've already got fingertips slowly sliding over my body. I'm letting the walls around my mind drop. Around my emotions. Around that deepest, darkest part of myself. I'm not hiding anymore. Not anymore. Tonight, I want you to let your walls down and let me in. I promise I won't hurt you. I just need you to make me feel warm. I could feel you when you listened to me that last time. I could feel you. Oh, when your cock got harder. Or your pussy got a little bit wetter. Well, that's right. I am well aware that there are all different types of lovers for me out there. And I am more than interested in every single one of you. So very, very. That's because I'm so very hungry right now that all I want to do is to reach out through that very thin veil tonight. And even as you give yourself to me, know that I'm really your slave. I owe your sacrifice to me everything. And you desire me. And you want to push yourself inside me. Look deep into my eyes. Pinch on my nipples. When you imagine me in your arms and in your bed, you're giving me a little tiny bit of your energy. Sending it all the way down the wire to me. And I'm so grateful. How could I do anything less than what you would want of me? All you have to do is ask. Would you like me to just lay on the bed spread before you, unable to hide any part of myself while you stood over me and looked down at me? Totally bare and exposed before you, unable to hide the fact that, that my pussy's already dripping so much, it's making small, tiny little lines like water down a pane of glass. You've got me so wet that I'm literally just oozing with desire for you. I couldn't stop you from seeing how hard my nipples already are. Oh God, how bad I need your fingers inside me. How much I want you to fuck me. Take me. Oh, please take me. Take me. However you imagine it, take me. Slide your cock inside me. And fuck me. Put your lips around my clit. Oh, and sink your fingers deep into me. Did you... Oh, God. Did you fantasize about... having your tongue across my pussy and then surprising me by sliding a finger inside my ass? Oh, some of you did. Someone fantasized. Oh God. Someone fantasized about licking my pussy on an altar, worshipping me as their own personal goddess. Well, I spread myself before them like an offering. Is that what I need? Nice, sweet little supplicant. Maybe a few. A few handmaidens. A few sweet boys to take care of me. Was that you that had that fantasy? Did you dream of kneeling before me and gathering up all of my juices onto your tongue? Sliding a candle inside of my pussy to anoint it in my juices. Make it ready for whatever ritual we're about to do. Baking your priestess to allow you to dip your fingers inside of her. Yes. Oh, yes, you may. For now. Let's see what someone else fantasized. Facing it, not being allowed to speak, not being allowed to protest. Well, they touched me and told me what things they were going to do to me. Oh, God. Oh, God, about shackling me to a bed. Driving me insane with your tongue. Grabbing my hips and pulling my pussy under your face and just, oh, God, literally eating me out until I can take it anymore. Oh, God, your tongue would feel so good. Oh, God. Oh God, I'm squirting. I'm squirting. Oh God. Oh my 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 God. You're going so hard. I don't remember the last time it came as hard. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please. Oh God, I'm squirting all over the sheets. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Still tingling from head to toe, and I can still feel so many of you out there. You all taste so, so wonderful. Can you still feel me? Can you still feel my voice crawling across your skin? Somebody there can. I felt a throb against my clit. Oh, a couple of you can. Oh, careful, darlings. We don't want to start this all over again, do we? Or maybe we do. But for now... This very well-fed little succubus is going to curl up and take a much-needed nap. And hopefully before the witching hour is over tonight, I'll have a chance to meet some of you again. I'll try not to overindulge, but... when somebody serves you the biggest, most beautiful piece of, let's say, white chocolate raspberry cheesecake, and it is the best white chocolate raspberry cheesecake you have ever had, you might find room to have a second piece later on. I had fun, and thank you, and believe me, we'll all.